Track
8. Sisters, Ursula and Gudrun Brangwen sat one morning in the window bay of their father's house in Beldover, working and talking. Ursula was stitching a piece of brightly coloured embroidery, and Gudrun was drawing upon a board which she held on her knee. They were mostly silent, talking as their thoughts strayed through their minds. "Ursula," said Gudrun, "don't you really want to get married?" Ursula laid her embroidery in her lap and looked up. Her face was calm and considerate. "I don't know," she replied. "It depends how you mean." Gudrun was slightly taken aback. She watched her sister for some moments. "Well," she said, ironically, "it usually means one thing. But don't you think, anyhow, you'd be," she darkened slightly, "in a better position than you are now?" A shadow came over Ursula's face. "I might," she said, "but I'm not sure." Again, Gudrun paused, slightly irritated. She wanted to be quite definite. "You don't think one needs the experience of having been married?" she asked. "Do you think it need be an experience?" replied Ursula. "Bound to be, in some way or other," said Gudrun coolly. "Possibly undesirable, but bound to be an experience of some sort." "Not really," said Ursula. "More likely to be the end of experience." Gudrun sat very still to attend to this. "Of course," she said, "there's that to consider." This brought the conversation to a close. Gudrun, almost angrily, took up the rubber and began to rub out part of her drawing. Ursula stitched absorbedly. "You wouldn't consider a good offer?" asked Gudrun. "I think I've rejected several," said Ursula. "Really?" Gudrun flashed dark. "But anything really worthwhile? Have you really?" "1,000 a year, and an awfully nice man. I liked him awfully," said Ursula. "Really? But weren't you fearfully tempted?" "In the abstract, but not in the concrete," said Ursula. "When it comes to the point, one isn't even tempted. Oh, if I were tempted, I'd marry like a shot. I'm only tempted not to." The faces of both sisters suddenly lit up with amazement. "Isn't it an amazing thing," cried Gudrun, "how strong the temptation is not to." They both laughed, looking at each other. In their hearts, they were frightened.